Oh, and for some reason you can't hear me, let me know. But he filed a grievance under Article 18, Hours of Work, Section C, Paragraph 3, personnel emergency or personal emergency. So basically what this case is over, well, before I start that, Phil, let me ask you a question, because I know I talked to you last week and I do have your statement, and I told you that I had a copy of your statement that I got from Jojo. And it's the statement that you gave on April 22nd. That's a date on top of that statement, which is your response to the grievance. You had told me that you had some other information. Do you still have more information, or, because I never did receive anything else from you.
No, Roy, that's it. The other information had nothing to do with this grievance.
Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and begin. So this grievance is basically over Brett not getting paid. And correct me if I'm wrong on these dates, but my understanding is that he was paid for the 13th and 14th, but he was not paid for the 15th and the 16th, which is a Wednesday and a Thursday. Originally, John had approved April 15th for that Wednesday. And then sometime after that, I guess before the day was over, he was denied comp time for April 15th. And so he didn't get paid for April 15th and April 16th. So that's the issue before us of his 2 days of not getting paid for his comp time. And as we all know, we know exactly why. He had made reference to working at the courthouse, and that's what this issue revolves itself around. And whether or not we believe, the union believes, whether or not there was an actual quarantine, enough time for the quarantine for the six of them that were actually quarantined.
John, mute your phone.
What's that?
I'm asking John to mute his phone.
That's JoJo's phone that's doing that there next to the shop.
Okay.
The guys in the shop are going to have to stop working.
Hear that, JoJo? Just put your phone on mute, both you and Brett. Just mute your phone on the side there so we don't get any background noise.
Brandy went and told him to quit pounding, so.
Oh, okay. So that's what I believe the issue is of Brett not getting paid for the 15th and the 16th, because it was his fear that these individuals were not quarantined for the 14 days. And his fear was, of course, we all know this, but I'm going to repeat it, that when he was told to go to the courthouse, he was afraid to go there because of his wife was about to have the baby. And he didn't want to be around those guys because they had not been quarantined for the 14 days. And I've read your response, Phil, on this. The only thing that I'm not sure if I agree with you on this or not, but you say that the person number three, whoever that is, was quarantined for 14 days. Now, I did request to Kim, the HR director and your emergency manager, a copy of the pay stubs for these dates. And none of them were quarantined, according to my knowledge, for 14 days, not even number three.
Yeah, number three is not a county employee. And as per my response, the other employees, four and the group five, none of them were required to be quarantined. So as per my response, when we got word that three, after being quarantined, showed no symptoms of COVID, there was no reason to keep four and five out since they weren't to be quarantined to begin with.
Well, I think when you put them on quarantine from the begin with, they should have stayed on quarantine for 14 days. And I did call when I had the conversation with you that I would go over to Trinidad and have this meeting in person. And you suggested that I call this Kim Gonzalez, who's in charge of the health department. I talked to her, and it was her response to me that once they went on quarantine, they should not have been released no sooner than the 14 days. So I don't know who you talk to at the health department, but even Mrs. Gonzalez said that you broke your own protocol of allowing those individuals to come back before the 14 days.
Did you explain to Ms. Gonzalez that it was none of her staff that put those folks on the 14-day quarantine, that it was my decision after Kim and I conferred a bit, it was my decision to put them on 14 days?
But according to your response, you say that you talked to the health department.
I did talk to the health department. They told me there was no need to quarantine our staff. I took that upon myself after talking with our Kim Chavez. I'll call her Kim C. If it wasn't made clear to Kim G that those that came off of quarantine came off early and that it wasn't any of her staff that put them on quarantine, that's the reason why she said I shouldn't have done what I'd done, because she was of the assumption it was either her or her staff had put them on quarantine, and neither of that happened. It was me and Kim, well, myself, that put them on after conferring with Kim. Kim C.
Well, according to your response, you said you called the health department asking them if you could bring back number four and number five back to work, at which they responded. I guess you're saying that's the health department, that they had told you that it wasn't necessary to send them home to begin with. Upon knowing a number three's release, you contacted number four, who subsequently contacted number five, telling them to report to work on Monday, April the 13th.
That's correct. They were never required to be quarantined.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this then. At what point did you have the conversation with Brett that all this took place between you and the health department and you and Kim?
That was morning of the 15th when him and I talked over the phone.
I think it was common knowledge there at the county that these guys were quarantined, and the magic number is 14 days. Once you put them on quarantine, you should have kept them on quarantine. Whether the health department advised you to do that or not, my position is you should have kept them all on 14 days.
Yeah, that's your position, but that's not the health department's position. And the health department, it would be like me second guessing or third guessing a doctor's orders. In essence, the health department, in my opinion, is our doctor when it comes to who should and who shouldn't be on quarantine. I took it upon myself, repeating myself, I took it upon myself after conferring with Kim C to go ahead and put them on quarantine until person number three, until his quarantine and status played out. It played out, I brought him back.
Well, I can tell you this honestly, that when I talked to Kim Gonzalez from the health department and I explained this whole situation to her, she clearly told me on the phone, she said, "Mr. Fernandez, Phil should have never brought those guys back within the 14 days. Now, if I have to subpoena her, I will as a witness."
Can I jump in here?
But bring her in as a witness, but be sure that you remind her that it was none of her or her staff, as you mentioned a minute ago, this was not portrayed to her. It was none of her or her staff that told me to put our employees in quarantine. It was not her or her staff.
Can I say something?
I understand that, but go ahead, Kim.
So the health department has also released a couple other employees for sure. I definitely know one before their 14 day that we had sent home under quarantine because initially we thought they were in contact. The person who they were in contact with came back negative, and they allowed that employee to return to work before the 14. Just so you know.
Do you know whether or not that was actually Kim that done that?
Is also the one who put that person on quarantine and released them. It was either Kim or Kathy, who both work at the health department. I called them and asked them why they let the girl come back for before the 14 days, because my understanding was the same. Quarantine is 14 days, so I was upset because I found out she was back at work and called and said to the Department of Human Services, why is this person back at work? And they said, we got permission from health department. I then called the health department and said, why is she back at work? Oh, we said she could because the guy came back negative. So
that's how that played out. And this was another county employee there at the, in Las Animas, Kim?
Yes.
Well, I mean, we can go further with this case. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, we're arguing over 2 days here, Phil. And, you know, it's my understanding, too, that, you know, it just surprises me that when he asks for a comp time and he gets approved and then you get involved in it as a county manager and you disapprove it, you know, that's not right either. I don't think it is.
Well,
Roy, this is John. Can I say something?
Sure.
That day when he refused to go to the courthouse, he was going to go home and he said he was going to take a comp time.
Right.
At that time, I told Brett that I would deny a comp time because he was there to work. But then when he found out where he was going, he'd changed his mind. So I told him I would deny it. So at that time, Brett went and talked to JoJo, and they had talked to Phil, and I wasn't there at that time.
Okay.
And when they came back, they said that Phil said, go ahead and fill out everything, whatever needs to be done, and that he would deal with it later. So that's the reason why I signed his leave time. I was going to deny it, but I was under the assumption that Phil okayed it.
Okay.
So that's how that one got signed. You know, the way they told it to me, that Phil said, go ahead and do it, and then he'd deal with it later. So I did sign it because I had originally, and I don't know, I believe JoJo was present when I told him I would deny it.
Okay, I think that's what I was told also, that I just don't understand why, you know, I'm not blaming you, John. I'm just saying that I don't understand why Phil got after that and said, I'm going to go ahead and deny it when he said, go ahead and give him the day. And then Phil turns around and denies it after, you know.
He didn't say that, though. I wasn't told the whole thing.
Yeah, he said
now that Phil did. Phil, explain that part.
Yeah, and I did not approve any of the leave. When Brett asked me about emergency leave, what I told him was that I would deal with it come payroll. I'm not realizing that the day that I was talking to him was actually the 15th. I did never say, yes, I approve your emergency comp time request. Never did say it.
Phil, your comments were to go ahead and do what Brett had to do, to sign off for whatever he needed to sign off, and you would deal with it down the road, is what you said. That was exactly your comments.
I'm not real sure that that's accurate.
No,
I'm trying to choose my words.
But that's what you said.
I never did approve, JoJo, I never did approve of his emergency leave. I said I'd deal with it come payroll because I wasn't.
You told him to go ahead and take whatever time and whatever he needed to do, and that later on you would deal with whatever you needed to do. Is your exact words.
That's right. I probably told him, do what you think you need to do, and I'll deal with it come payroll because I wasn't sure whether or not he was going to take off. How could I? I wasn't even over there.
Let me ask you a question. So, you know, towards the end of the day, you found out that Brett had told you that he had some health issues, and the reason, well, first of all, he told you that the reason why he didn't want to go up to the courthouse and work with that group that had been quarantined. And he told you it was because of his wife about to have a baby, and he was going to have to take her up to Pueblo, and he didn't want to, you know, hopefully not catch the COVID-19 and contract his, give it to his baby or his wife. You know, I guess my question to you is, I mean, did you take that into consideration? I mean, management under Corey, how arbitration works, and your attorney should know this. You have to be the reasonable person as management here. I mean, didn't you take that into consideration when he told you that? When he was asking for this time off? And the reasons behind that?
Yeah, I did take it into consideration.
Well, what, up to what point? Because you went ahead and denied him.
I denied him because it was never approved. His comp time was never approved.
Well, let me give you some examples on approval. You had given, John might have given approval, or you gave approval to the other water truck driver when he was told to go up to the courthouse, and he said, I'm either going to take vacation, I'm not going to go up there and work with those guys because they were on quarantine. I'm either going to take vacation time, or I'm going to retire. I am not going to go work up there. So you're treating him different than you're treating Brett.
I'm unaware of a conversation with our other water truck driver that you're speaking
that's,
of.
That's what I'm being told that Everly was told to go work up there too. And he said, you know, at my age and my health conditions, I don't want to work up there with those guys. And I have to bring this up because I think all facts of this case have to be brought up in today's hearing, because if I use that, these facts that I'm bringing up in arbitration, I want to make sure that we don't have any type of procedural arguments or any type of arguments that say that I didn't bring up anything that was pertinent to this case. And I think that's something else that has to be brought up.
Roy,
the fact that you had another water truck driver that was told to go up there, and this is just what was told to me. And he said, I'm going to either take vacation time or I'm going to retire if you're going to make me work with these guys up at the courthouse. Because everybody's getting up in age too. And it's the same type of situation that Brett was in when he's got health conditions and you told him, well, you better bring me a doctor's excuse, and you guys exchanged and got into a conversation over, you know, why do I have to bring a doctor's excuse? We never had to bring one whenever we put in any comp time. And
can I interrupt you, Roy, for one moment?
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Okay, your facts are wrong.
And they might be, Everly, John, I don't know.
Everly was never told to go to the courthouse.
Okay.
He was never told.
Everly was working there, John.
Yeah, he was working there before all this broke out, but he was never told to go to the courthouse that day or any time after that, or even prior to this COVID deal.
Because he said he wouldn't go.
No, that isn't the reason. We had the gravel project going on, and that's why he was on his water truck, just like any other time. And he, that day, which was the 15th, he was to go haul water, I believe it was to Aguilar, and I needed Brett that day. So that day, I haven't told him to go to the courthouse or anything. I never did talk to Everly about it. So I don't know who said that. If Everly, you can also bring him as a witness, and he'll tell you himself that I didn't tell him to go to the courthouse that day.
Okay.
Me and Everly were both supposed to go to Aguilar until the plans were changed, John.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. Well, and that decision to go to Aguilar that decision was made before I came to work. I ran 15 minutes late that morning. By the time I got here, the plans changed.
That's the reason why they were to go to Aguilar that morning, because John was running late. I was unaware that John was going to need Brett at the courthouse, And so when I spoke with the Aguilar crew, they said, yeah, we can use the water truck drivers up there. I said, okay. And then when John came in, I found out then that John needed Brett at the courthouse. So that's why Brett's assignment was changed for that day.
Okay, so let me bring this fact up. So now, Phil, you have a letter from the doctor because you told him to get a doctor's excuse. So he's done that. He got a doctor from Dr. Jimenez, and he gave you a copy of it. Dr. Jimenez clearly states because of his condition, he cannot work around a group of people like that. Have you taken that into consideration after you told him to bring a doctor's excuse so we can settle this case?
Yeah, I got the doctor's excuse some time back. But whenever I told Brett, and Brett was correct in correcting me on this, when I told Brett bring a doctor's excuse, he in essence said he shouldn't have to because he's not wanting to take sick leave. And I said, in essence, you're right. I'll deal with the payroll when it comes to it. But yeah, I've got Brett's doctor's excuse, but it was after the decision was made to deny him the 15th and the 16th. It wasn't prior to that.
Right. So now I'm asking you, now that you have a doctor's excuse from the doctor explaining his position for Brett, does that change your mind in any way? It should, because it's clear from the doctor that he shouldn't have been working around a group like that. And that's exactly what he was telling you that morning, that number one, he didn't want to work around them because of the COVID-19 and possibly getting infected by that group that was working at the courthouse, number one. And number two, he explained to you that he was a diabetic and he had some other issues. You should have taken, the reasonable person would have taken that into consideration, or you should take it into consideration now and say, okay, we need to settle this grievance and I'm willing to settle it without precedence. And you pay him the 2 days. The bread is short on his paycheck and he needs that money.
Well, I didn't find out he was diabetic until I don't know, a day or two later, 3 days later. A compromise, we'll pay him the 15th and not the 16th.
Nope.
Why don't you want to pay him the 16th?
Because neither one of those days were approved. And if they're not approved, to me, you abandoned your job.
Well, the problem I have with that is I think we're going to be able to show also that the county has approved on a day's notice, not even a day's notice, on an hourly notice to take comp time. I mean, Brett, do you have any other time besides comp time?
Yes.
Are you willing to have them pay you for the 15th and take a sick day for the 16th? I mean, because what we're going to end up doing is arbitrating this case for 1 day then.
Yeah. I want to use my comp time because I've already worked that time. That's time that the county owes me for working overtime and staying until 6 o'clock at night sometimes, you know.
Yeah. Working, well, we only stick with the two days of comp time. I mean, that's fine with me. I'm just saying, Phil, that I think we can get this thing settled and I'm willing to settle it without precedence. And you pay in the 2 days, and it doesn't set precedence with any other case. I don't know how else to explain that. If maybe your attorney can explain it to you if you need any more explanation, but I'm willing to settle it without precedence, and you pay in the 2 days, and see if we can get him a check today or tomorrow.
But Roy, my problem with that is, what's to stop any employee when they're directed to do something that they may be fearful of doing, working around others or whatever the case may be, and they just say, well, I'm going home. How am I supposed to get any work done if an employee is going to decide when they're going to work and what they're going to work on? I mean, I can't get anything done.
I don't believe, Phil, that you can give me an example. If you can, then I'll leave my words, but I don't think you can give me an example with Brett or anyone else that works for the Road and Bridge that has requested time off as Brett did that morning because of the situation that took place, because of the facts of this case, that there was a coronavirus that has hit us and we're going to live with this thing for a long time. Who knows until they get a vaccine. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a brand new issue here with a facts of the certain facts of the case that is we've never dealt with it before. And you know, I'm not saying that I want to have all your road and bridge guys or anyone from the county to say, no, I don't want to work today. I'm taking a day off. I'm going home. If they have a safety
issue.
Roy,
I have a comment. Whenever you're done, I would like to speak.
Okay. But when, you know, if there's a safety issue, they have that right under MSHA. They have that right under the contract to be able to speak up and say, I think it's unsafe. You know, I'm not saying that no one should work up there and keep their mouth shut and not bring it up. But, you know, these are just crazy circumstances that we're dealing with here. And I think it's something that just came up. And I think you have to be the reasonable person here through management and say, you know, let's get this behind us and pay him his 2 days of comp time and yeah. Settle it without precedence and let's move on. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me to go any further with this. But, you know, all I can do is make that argument. And if, you know, if you don't want to do that, then I have no choice but to refer to arbitration. And at some point, we're going to have to do an arbitration case on this for 2 days. That's a, you know, that's a lot of expense on the county. It's not an expense on me because I do this all the time, but there's a lot of witnesses that are going to get involved in this. But, you know, I'm just trying to be reasonable here and trying to get this thing settled. And I think the, you know, by settling this without precedent does not give the union or the members the right to come out tomorrow and say, well, I'm not going to work today because I don't feel like going to work and I'm going to take a comp time. That's not what we're saying here. Because that seems to be what your fear is.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, Roy. And I don't know if this will pertain to this grievance. Okay. And I can bring multiple witnesses. Now that the COVID-19, he's using that now. But Brett is well known to not like the job that he is going to be assigned to and go home and take a comp day. And this has been going on for a long time. And he's done it several times. And frankly, his coworkers are tired of him coming in and choosing and picking what he wants to do and go home when he doesn't want to do something. So, yes, he has an excuse now with his COVID, but prior to that, he's done it several times. Come to work, clock in, find out what he's doing, and then clock out and take a comp day. So it ain't just this one time. It's been going on for a long time.
He's not the only one, John. There's other guys that do the same thing too. You know, I mean, there's guys that'll come and, nah, I'm just going to take the day off, and they take the day off.
Who?
You know.
Who?
There's other guys that do it, Phil.
Who?
Everly's for one.
Yes.
You got other guys that are here that if you got Frank will say, nah, if you ain't got, I'm going to go home. There's a bunch of guys that are here and, you know, that's, but they do the same thing and you know that, John.
There's a lot of guys that weren't working until 6 o'clock, 6:30 at night either. And we would come in and find out we weren't running our trucks and we wanted a break from working late every night.
I was unaware of that. I thought both you and Everly were okay working the overtime. If I would have known otherwise.
We were okay working it, but the thing is if we weren't going on the project, it was nice to be able to go ahead and utilize our comp time to take a break from the long hours.
And if I'd have been made aware that you were needing a break, I would have done everything I could to get you that break. But back to Roy's point, Roy, about employees being what I would call vulnerable. If I look at my, and those employees then should be kind of, and these are my words, shielded from the potential to get COVID or any of the other things that are going around right now, but mostly COVID, since that's what you had brought up. There are many of us in the road and bridge department who are vulnerable to that virus just because of our age. And if I'm to try and shield them from any potential COVID exposure, by either having them work by themselves or not work with others, again, I'm not going to get anything done because I need crews to be able to do cattle guards or culverts, or in this case, the remodeling takes crews. One individual cannot do that. And John did deny him, or John did tell him he was going to deny his comp. I was unaware of that until later that day. And then that's when I denied it on paper.
Well, I think you guys have made my case here already because you already said that you've approved people to take comp time that morning. So
I didn't approve anybody.
One of the ways of proving a practice here of whether or not a practice has been created is we have to show that it's been ascertained for a fixed period of time and that it's been known to both sides. And I think, you know, what I've just heard is, you know, guys do it all the time. They take a comp time off and when they come in and clock in and then say, oh, well, I'm going to take comp time today. So,
show me the written evidence and I will concede your point.
Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday prior to that Wednesday.
Who took off?
I did. I took two comp days.
John told me that you had already scheduled that, though. Am I wrong?
No, I didn't. I came in on Monday. We weren't running the gravel project, and I said, "Well, being that we're not gonna," and it was bad weather, I said, "I'm gonna go ahead and take off and go home." And he goes, "You might as well take off tomorrow too, because it's gonna be the same thing."
Okay.
You gave me prior notice, Brett.
And no, I didn't.
Friday or the last day you did the gravel that you would be in.
No, I showed up Monday ready to work to go to the gravel project, and it was bad weather, and I showed up, and I told you I was going home, and you approved it.
That's correct. You said that you showed up to go do the gravel project, and it was bad weather. Therefore, John said, yeah, go ahead. But apparently, you'd already talked to John about it Friday, but John approved that, Brett. He approved that morning.
So that's the president.
In the Thursday morning, he denied it. Yeah, and that's my fear too, is if we set precedent allowing an employee to decide when and if they're going to work, then there's no sense in having a road and bridge department. I may as well contract it all out because I'm not going to get anything done when people decide what they are and aren't going to do.
You're not threatening us, are you, Phil?
I'm not threatening. I'm just trying to come up with a plan that if employees are allowed to decide what they are and aren't going to do and when they are and aren't going to do it, I'm not going to get anything done. And I owe it to the taxpayers. I owe it to the taxpayers to get work done. That's what we're getting paid for.
Well, I know you made the statement, or I was told you made the statement to Brett that when he informs you that he was afraid to go up there and work and get the COVID from that group because they weren't quarantined for the 14 days. That's what this whole issue is about. You know, we're bringing in a whole lot of different things here, but that's what the whole issue was about, was his fear of getting the COVID and giving it to his baby and his wife. And once he explained to you again that he was diabetic, and diabetic people that have diabetes, they're more prone to getting this COVID and getting sicker. But there's a reason behind the 14-day. I don't know. You know, maybe the health department needs to get involved in this a little bit more, but I can't believe that the health department said, even though you made the request to put them on 14-day quarantine, I don't think you had the right, as even as a county manager, or even as Kim, as the emergency manager, to say, you know, 10 days is up, 11 days is up, number three didn't test positive, I think we need to bring these guys back. Because all the information that I've read on this COVID, the typical incubation period is about 5 days. And around 99% of people who get infected and develop symptoms will do so within 14 days. For you to have brought these individuals back within 10 or 11 days, as Mrs. Kim Gonzalez told me, you broke your own protocol.
We're repeating ourselves, Roy. Kim was of the impression, or at least by what you said earlier, it was not made to Kim clear to Kim G that it wasn't any of her staff who had directed us to do the 14 days. They didn't.
I understand that.
I did the 14 days on my own. I was not aware that Brett was diabetic until after the fact, like a day or two or three later. I'm not even sure what time it was, but I was not made aware from my doctor that he was diabetic until at a later date.
Now that you know that he is, and you've got a doc, he got a doctor's excuse, this thing should be settled without precedence.
And I am willing to compromise that, being we'll pay him the 15th for comp time, and he can take a sick day or whatever for the 16th, since John originally denied his comp time.
Mm-mm. What time work? What time the owner
should be able to take it?
Yeah.
Let me ask one more question, and I need to get this because these are part of the facts of the case that I was told. Did you tell Brett, Phil, that when he brought this situation up to him about this COVID, that when Brett comes to work, is he afraid that he's going to catch a cold every day working around these guys and take it back to his wife?
No, I didn't mention that.
Yeah, you did. JoJo was a witness to it.
And we're relying, let me interject here. We're relying upon, and I don't want to be critical of JoJo, but since he's your witness, I guess credibility comes into play, because I don't recall mentioning cold or anything else that morning. But also I've directed JoJo and Tim not to ride around together to go get parts or anything else. And hell, the other day when I asked him what they were doing, they were getting two bolts. He said, yeah, it was necessary because they had to go to AutoZone. So when we talk about credibility, everything needs to play in here. If I've told you not to do something and you flat out deny it, or not deny it, but you just do whatever you damn well want anyway, and then when I quiz you about it, you said, because, well, we got to go to AutoZone, and you got three bolts and a big R or whatever it was, to me that plays into credibility. So to sit here and claim that I said this and I said that, I'm not real sure that I did.
Well, I'm just bringing that up, Phil.
You did.
Phil, I'm just bringing that up.
That's one thing about you. Is you don't remember what you do say when you do say it. The hardest part is like I said, when Tim and I go to pick up parts or something, you're not there to lift or pick up or do whatever. And it takes more than one person to do a lot of stuff. Are you there?
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The only reason why I brought that up was because it just goes to, as you talk about credibility of how much you care about, you know, how credible and caring do you have for your employees when they tell you that, you know, that they have an illness and they don't want to catch the COVID and don't want to give it to his pregnant wife. You know, once you find all that out, then I think the facts of the case change a little bit. You have to take all that into consideration, even though it was brought up 2 or 3 days later. You know, this could have been brought up in a step two hearing that you guys never had. This thing was basically referred to me in step three from the get-go. So, you know, in a sense, we have a procedural problem here that the county didn't even follow in setting up a step two.
Well, the reason I thought it was a waste on the step two, and we've skipped step twos before, is because I was the one that denied his comp time.
All right. Well, you know, I'm going to repeat myself one more time. I think I'm willing to get this thing settled without precedence and pay him his 2 days, the 15th and 16th, and let's get this thing behind us. If not, I need to get together with Kim and find out who the next arbitrator is, and I'm sure it's somebody from Trinidad, so.
Okay, we'll be in touch.
All right. You're not willing to settle it then?
I am, but I'm willing to settle it in what I think is a reasonable way. We'll pay him the 15th comp time, and he can do 16th sick or whatever else he wants to use. since John, again, repeating myself, since John initially denied his comp time request.
For the 15th.
15th and 16th.
Well, he approved it at the beginning, and then he denied it because you told him to deny it.
No, he denied it.
Can I ask a question?
He denied it verbally, and then when the paperwork got to me, John was, I don't want to say misled, but there were some words said that probably led him to believe that I was going to approve it, and I never did say that.
What were you going to say, Kim?
I just want to know for my own clarification, not that I'm challenging you to pick and choose what you all should do, but what's the difference if he takes a comp day for the 15th and the sick day for the 16th? It's all going to be paid. I want to know what the difference is and why it matters.
Because I wasn't sick, and that's time worked. That's time that the county owes me.
Well, it's time accrued that the county owed you too for sick leave accrued, and I'm sure you've taken sick leave for not being sick before. I'm just asking for clarification, because either way, whether it's 10 hours of sick leave, 10 hours of vacation, or 10 hours of whatever, it's still going to pay the exact same.
Yeah, when you said I don't want to take sick leave, I want to take comp time because I already worked it.
And furthermore, if you happen to leave us tomorrow, we pay you out your comp vacation and personal days and not your sick leave. So why wouldn't you want to burn that up first?
Because I don't want to use it. I shouldn't have to use it.
I'm just asking for clarification in case you thought it was going to be a different rate of pay.
I never said that it would be. I just want to use my comp.
You just don't want to compromise.
I just want to use the time that I've put in already, that I've worked.
That sick leave is also time that you've earned and accrued.
Do they get paid their sick leave at the end of the year or something? Or?
They never get paid their sick leave unless they use it while working.
Yeah, unless they use it, Roy.
And Kim, you're saying if you leave or get fired, you get paid out everything except for sick leave.
That's correct.
Let me ask you a hypothetical question. If we were to agree to that, would you pay him a check today?
No.
Why not?
I've got a whole bunch of stuff on my desk and I can't do a check, and it's not pulling out a checkbook and writing a check. It's taken about 15 steps to create one check. Plus I've got a payroll I have out tomorrow. I can put it on the next payday. We don't do special payroll runs.
You don't?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess because that was one of the things I was going to ask. If we can get this thing settled today somehow, you know, he needs his money because he's short on his paycheck because he got denied for 2 days of comp time. That it's just unbelievable to me that if this has happened before, and where people have come in and said I want to take a comp time, they get paid for it. Why all of a sudden Brett can't, and I understand your position, John, that you made earlier, but if everybody else has done that and taken a comp time day that morning after they clocked in and was able to take a comp time, then I just don't understand why Brett can't do that and get paid.
Roy, let me go on a little bit further and just explain. The only thing that Brett is missing right now is the 15th, because the 16th will be turned in tomorrow. So the only thing he's missing is 10 hours, not 20.
Does that make sense to you, Brett?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's correct.
But it's already on the piece of it. I'm not going to pay for it.
But I can pay you out the 10 hours for the 15th on the 31st.
And then the 16th would be paid on the first half of May.
No, well, the 16th goes in this pay period right now. So if you all settle and agree to pay him, it'll just go regularly and I'll take the denial off there and add the 10 hours of whatever, comp, sick, whatever you all agree to. So in essence, he'll have the 10 hours from the 15th on this paycheck for the 31st.
But you're saying to settle it is you're willing to pay him his comp time for the 15th and you're saying he should take a sick day for the 16th.
I'm not saying what he should take. Well, if it were me, I would take sick days because if it's offered to you and you're not supposed to take sick time unless you're sick, and if it's offered to you by your boss, I would take it because that's the one you don't get to take with you.
And then as far as John, and as far as John allowing other employees, and I probably did it too in the past, John said that him and Brett had talked about it the Friday prior. If that conversation happened or not, I don't know. But if Brett's task or if his duties for that Monday morning were to haul water to a gravel project and we were getting moisture such that the gravel project was being canceled, and I think that's probably what happened and probably ended up canceling for the entire week. Yeah, if the employee wants to take a comp day and there isn't a whole lot of work for them to do, I would have done the same. Yeah, go ahead and go home. But that Wednesday, John needed him, and that's why he denied his comp time that morning.
And that's what we're talking. We're not talking about. The issue isn't based around. The issue, in a sense, is not based around the 13th and 14th. Let me narrow the issue back down again. The issue is for the 15th and the 16th, and it all is based on whether or not he would go up there and work with these individuals when he knew that they had not been on quarantine for the 14 days. Now, any reasonable person, I would assume, if I worked there and I knew that someone wasn't quarantined for the 14 days, I'm not so sure if I'd work with them either. I mean, I was in Florida before all this kicked in, Phil, and when I flew back home, I quarantined myself for 14 days. I didn't stay home for 10 days and then go out and about. I stayed home for 14 days. So when Brett knew, everybody from the county knew that these guys were on quarantine. And when he found out that they were back 10 or 11 days and not the 14, and I read all this information that says, you know, that's when you're more than likely going to get and develop symptoms is probably by the 14th day. I don't see where anybody in their reasonable mind, especially an arbitrator, would say, Hal, you should have just let this guy take this comp time and forgot about it. Especially after he gave you a doctor's excuse that you told him to bring in that shows that he's got diabetes and he's more susceptible to getting the COVID. And I think his doctor is furious over this, that you guys didn't allow him to take that time.
Well, and the reason I bring the 13th up is that you made a comment that you didn't understand why employees can come in of a morning and ask for comp time and it'd be allowed. And I explained to you the reason why that was allowed on the 13th and apparently on the 14th. And I just keep going around in the same circle. The employees were not required to be quarantined. I took that upon myself, so.
Well, you're not a doctor, Phil. You're not a doctor to bring these guys back before the 14 days.
You're exactly right, Roy. I should not have sent them home to begin because the health department said I didn't need to.
Well, then you shouldn't have sent them home then and panicked the rest of the workers.
There was no panic.
But that's not the case. That's not the case. When you actually sent them home under suspicion that they might get the COVID, everybody in the county knew that there was a possibility that they could be infected, and that's why he was worried about working with those guys. I mean, I think it's pretty simple.
I'm just repeating myself. No need.
So am I. I'm repeating myself too. You don't want to take that into consideration after he's given you all this information that you asked for. To be able to make a reasonable decision on here and say, okay, let's put this behind us. It's crazy situations under this COVID. So therefore I understand because of your health condition, now that I've seen your doctor's excuse, to go ahead and just pay you the 2 days and let's move on.
I am being reasonable.
You won't do that, Phil.
I am being reasonable. We'll pay him comp time for the 15th. Although his immediate supervisor denied both the 15th and the 16th.
All right, I think we battled this long enough.
I do too. Thanks, Roy.
Sure, thank you.
You still there?
I'm still here. I'm going to get off in a minute.
All right.
All right, is there anything else you want to ask me, Roy, before I hang up?
No, no, bro. Go ahead. I'm good.
All righty. You take care. I'm out of here.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Pam.
Kim, would you give me a... Are you still on?